talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which takes place every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which takes place every August. Well, today we've got a great radio show for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and we'll be talking to Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. We'll also be talking to Jack Waybor, and if you're not familiar with that name, Jack is a pit master, and he has appeared on several national television shows, and he works with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens to offer grilling classes to anybody, and they're going to be starting their grilling classes next Thursday, so that's going to be a very interesting interview. We'll also be talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. And then we're going to finish up our coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which took place two weekends ago. And we'll be hearing from the folks at Wayne Greenwood. They had a very good show. They fabricate wooden tables from reclaimed wood beams, old antique wood. And then we'll also be we're going to be playing an interview from All About Garage Doors, Best Buy Blinds, Fiber Seal, Aiden Fabrics, First Class Painting and Restoration, and also Melser Tile. Well, we are a couple weeks away from our new edition of Charleston Home and Design Magazine coming out. That's going to be our fall edition, and it's our remodel issue, and so we've got really looking forward to that. We've got lots and lots and lots of different remodel projects that we're going to be showcasing, and that I think that's going to be a highlight, because based on some of the feedback we got from folks that were attending the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, there are quite a few people that are remodeling in town. Lots and lots of people I talked to had just purchased a home and were looking to make improvements on that home. So if you have a remodel project, definitely keep an eye out for the Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our fall issue, which will be coming out in about 2 weeks from now. Well, I hope you have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Suite 101, right next to Publix, and right behind the Chick-fil-A in Mount Pleasant. And we're talking to co-owner Ken Good. How you doing, Ken?
Hey, Tim. How you doing? I'm doing great.
Well, Ken, thanks for hosting today's radio show, and take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Hey, thank you, Tim. I'm glad you're here. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We can do everything for your outdoor kitchen. We can, you know, basically sell you just the appliances that go into your kitchen. We can sell you the cabinetry. We can build the cabinetry. We can do your pavers, anything to do with outdoor living. That's what Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen does.
So a homeowner doesn't have to have a an idea of how everything should be laid out. Is that something that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens can help homeowners with?
Absolutely. We have a design team. We'll be glad to come out there, meet with you, consult with you. Look at your space that you're trying to do and give you some ideas. There's all kind of things you can put in an outdoor kitchen today.
Well, what's the difference between somebody going to a big box store and buying a grill and maybe some cabinetry and bringing it home and calling that an outdoor kitchen? Is that, you know, how does that differ from what Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens can help homeowners with?
Well, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen specializes in more of the mid-tier to the upper-range grills. Everything that we've got is a higher-grade stainless steel, so you're not going to have the rusting and the pitting that you see. And in most of our warranties, most of our warranties will start from about a 10-year on the burners to a lifetime warranty on the burners. So that's where the main difference is the warranty on the appliances that you purchase.
Gotcha. So I know over the years I've bought some of those grills at the big box stores, and I guess I would refer to them as disposable grills.
That is correct. You get probably 3, maybe 4 years out of them, and then you go buy another one. And we don't have anything in here that would be the same that you'd buy at the big box stores.
Gotcha. So when you have an outdoor kitchen installed by Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, the appliances, the cabinetry, what makes the cabinetry different? How long will a outdoor kitchen last from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, we've got several different ways that you can go. We've got a high density polyethylene cabinet, which is a kind of a polymer material. It's got some lifetime warranties on the structure, lifetime warranty on the colors. We got some stainless steel cabinetry. We got some powder coated aluminum. We have all these set up in our showroom, so it'd be great for you to come down here and take a look of all the different options that you've got. Then we can also custom build you in an aluminum frame, and you put whatever kind of facade you want it, tile, brick. We could put stacked stone, stucco. I mean, there's multiple ways that we can build your outdoor kitchens, and we can also be in all different budgets.
So no particle board cabinetry here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Absolutely not.
You can take a hose and just spray off those cabinets, those outdoor cabinets here?
Exactly. Some of our cabinetry, that we've got one line of cabinets. I've had a door in water since we opened about 2.5 years ago, and then it still looks just like the day we put it in the water.
It looks like the cabinet door is immersed in a fish tank, and that's to show that it's okay to get these cabinets wet.
Absolutely, and it's made, you know, these cabinets are made for the outdoors. I mean, they can take the elements.
Well, take our listeners on a virtual tour of your showroom, because the Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens showroom has. You've made changes and updates to the showroom here.
Yeah, what we've done is we brought in several different grill lines in here. We've got displays of different grill companies. We also have different displays of cabinetry. We walk in here, we got two of our high-end grills. We have the Twin Eagles, the Alfresco, and the Twin Eagles. And as soon as you walk in the door, and each one of them are in different cabinetry. One's in the Wherever Provenance product, which is a high-density polyethylene. One's in a stainless steel, the Brown Jordan and Danver line, and we also have one that we do out of aluminum frame where we, this particular one, we have tiled. Mm-hmm. And you can also do multiple things with it. Then we built little rooms where you can go in there and see other different cabinetries that we have. We got powder-coated aluminum. We got some powder-coated steel. We just got a multitude of grill lines in here. Another thing that we've just recently became the Big Green Egg dealer. So we also carry all the Big Green Egg accessories in here as well, which has been a very good thing for us.
Nice. So and what is it about the Big Green Egg that people are so crazy about?
Well, the Big Green Egg is an all-natural charcoal grill. You got to use all natural hardwood charcoal for it. It's a ceramic grill. It goes back centuries ago when you were cooking in the ceramic pots, caveman days, but it basically holds the heat. It, you can control temperature very well, and it's great for smoking, and you can do a lot more with it, too. It's great for pizzas. I mean, just about anything you want to do. So most of our kitchens that we do today incorporate a gas grill and a ceramic grill like the Big Green Egg.
Good deal. What's the process? If a homeowner is interested in creating an outdoor kitchen in their backyard, they really don't know how or where it's going to go or anything like that. What's the process once they contact Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, basically the process is once they get started, they contact us. We will set up a consultation at their house, also get them to come in the showroom to show them things as well, help them to design it. It's kind of like building a house. You kind of go through multiple stages. We'll give them some designs of, you know, and keep tweaking it till we get exactly what they want, the exact appliances they want, and then we can give them a nice quote, and then we'll be ready to order the materials and get them started.
Is there any kind of permitting process that homeowners need to go through?
Oh, there's also, you know, most of your homeowners association have review boards that we have to go through. We work very, very diligently with them and getting the approval process from there. And also, you know, we are a licensed contractor, so we can pull any necessary permits that we need with the municipalities to build the outdoor kitchens.
What are you finding homeowners asking for these days? What kinds of trends are you seeing here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Basically, what we're seeing more is people just wanting more additional living space, outdoor living space. You know, most of our kitchens that we're doing incorporate a nice grill, a side burner, refrigerator, and sometimes a sink. We've done kegerators. We've done ice makers. There's griddles that you can buy. I mean, there's all kind of things that you can do. Pizza ovens. I mean, it just list goes on and on and on.
Very nice. And what's the history of Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens? How long have you folks been around?
Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen, this is our first store that we opened about almost 3 years ago, a little over two and a half years ago. We're here in Mount Pleasant. We've also opened up a store in Myrtle's Inlet, so we can basically cover everything from Myrtle Beach to Kiowa Seabrook.
Very good. And what made you decide to open up Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
We were looking at the marketplace here, and this is kind of a niche market. We're kind of unusual because we're not just a grill company. We're also we can also do the installations because being a licensed builder, we can get the necessary permits. So it's not just like going to a company and just purchasing a grill. We're a full service company. And I looked at Charleston and did not see anybody doing what we do. We have very little competition on what we're doing right now.
Very good. And we've got football season here. What's the kind of the time frame? Somebody calls Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How quickly can you get to work?
We can get to work pretty quick. I mean, basically, once we get your plans and get you to sign off on it, depending on which way you decide for it to be built, some of our cabinetry will take, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to get in here. But meanwhile, we can start doing whatever needs to be. Doing like pavers or any demo work or any pergolas or anything else, we can do that in that time while we're waiting on the cabinetry to get here.
Good deal. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
If you want more information, you can go to our website at palmettooutdoorkitchens.com. You can call us at 843-216-0006, or you can go to 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. We're in the Publix Shopping Center, Queensboro Shopping Center, next to Publix, right behind Chick-fil-A.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and thanks so much to Ken for hosting today's radio show. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Suite 101, next to Publix and behind Chick-fil-A in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with culinary expert at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, Jack Waybor. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Tim. It's good to be on the show. How's everything?
Doing good.
Great.
Jack, talk a little bit about your role here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and start with your background.
I'm a grill guy from way back when. I do live fire cooking. I've cooked on all the big stages, Tim. We've seen me on Barbecue Pitmasters, on the Travel Channel, and on the American Grilled Show that's also on the Travel Channel.
Right. And American Grilled, that was last year you made an appearance on, right?
Yeah, I was the Charleston representative for the show in Savannah. We had a great day. Unfortunately, I was runner-up that day.
Well, hey, just to be picked, I mean, congratulations on that.
Yeah, what a great opportunity it was to represent the city of Charleston down there grilling in Savannah. It was really cool. We got to grill all low country items. Had a great time. It's kind of one of those, kind of like a if you want to call it a chopped kind of thing, mm-hmm. Where they give you a lot of things to do in a short period of time, and you got to think on your feet and do a great job. So I was happy to be there and happy to represent the city.
Good deal. Talk about your role here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
I do all of the food demonstrations here whenever we go to the big shows. I'm the guy that's out front demonstrating the grills and the food that you can cook on it. And really, it's all based around simple things. I like to show people that we can make great food and not have to get really all that involved. We show off the grills. We have a lot of different grills here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, both gas grills and all charcoal grills. We're working hard on the big Green Egg right now, and we're doing a lot of demonstrations and classes on the Big Green Egg. As a matter of fact, we do classes every Thursday night starting the 17th. We're bringing the fall grilling series to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens through Carolina Pitmasters, which is where you would know me from as far as all the work that we've done together in the past, Tim.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Gotcha. So starting next Thursday, September 17th, what's involved with how someone would get signed up for a grilling class here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
The best way to get a hold of it is to go to the Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens website. That's www.palmettooutdoorkitchens.com. And there's under the events tab, there's a place right there where you can see the full calendar of events and everything that we're doing. The 17th, we'll do some chicken. And then the 24th, we have a big pizza night. And pizza night's always a great time down here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Go there, click on the event that you may want to participate in, and that will take you to an Eventbrite page where you purchase a ticket and then come on to the class that evening.
Very good. And what? How long are the classes? How long do they last? And what will people experience in one of the classes?
It's a two-hour class. It's really informative as far as the grill goes. We start from the very beginning straight through till you know, we're actually serving food. We're going to eat a lot of food. You're welcome to bring a beverage down with you to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And we do them right out front of the store under the overhang, so we're fairly protected. And right now the weather's cooling off, so the great shows that we do down here will be a little bit cooler than they have been all summer.
Very good, very good. And Jack, you're a butcher by trade, is that correct?
I have been a meat cutter in a past life, so we do a lot of different things that have to do with, take for instance, in the chicken class, we're going to show how to cut up a chicken properly. We're going to show a lot of different ways to handle brines, seasonings, spices, all the great things that you need to know to be able to make a great grilled meal. And of course, the grill right now is the highlight. The grilling's hot right now, to be honest with you, Tim.
How has that background as a butcher, how has that influenced you, not just as over the years as you became a chef in a restaurant and then also a pit master and then also a grilling expert?
Knowing where the cuts come from and how they come out of the animal is really important. And of course, we're always concerned with tender cuts versus the tougher cuts and how you treat them and how they're different on the grill. Take, for instance, you know, the rounds and the hams and so on and so forth. You treat a little bit differently than the chucks and the shoulders. And of course, you know, the tenderloin is always a great thing. And we talk, when we do steak night, we talk about all the different cuts that come off of a cow. And when we do rib night, of course, rib night's an important night.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the purists will tell you that charcoal is the only way to go. But is it possible to have a gas grill and still make good quality grilled food at home?
Absolutely, Tim. The purists are the purists, and they can certainly do their thing as purely as possible. But really, a heat source is a heat source, and you know, gas grilling is just it's an extremely hot segment right now. Facts out there that say that approximately 80% of households have a grill, and of those households, it's like 60% have a gas grill. So the gas grill is important. It's easy. You come home, you fire it up, you get a good consistent heat, and you can make all kinds of different techniques to make gas grilling quite a lot of fun and quite tasty.
Do you have a personal preference?
I don't have a personal preference, Tim. You know me. I got 8 or 9 grills in the backyard, so I use them all. I have a gas grill that I use for, you know, when I come home from work, I like to fire up the old gas grill and put a hamburger or a hot dog on it and get it done quick. And when I'm doing barbecue in the weekend, we can get out a regular pit type of cooker, like a Big Green Egg, and set it up low and slow and cook all day if we need to. So all those things all come into play. It's a matter of what you need and how you need to use it. And you know what the applications are.
If someone has been grilling for a while, they consider themselves to be pretty proficient in grilling. Is that type of person still going to pick up a lot of good tips and tricks by taking some of the grilling classes here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen?
Yeah, the grilling classes are set up to be beginner to the pros. I've taught a lot of pros a lot of great things, and if you come to a class and it's fairly inexpensive, you pick up one tip. It's kind of like buying a cookbook. You buy a cookbook, if you pick up one decent recipe out of a cookbook, then it's considered a quality buy. Mm-hmm. Attending classes is the same way. If you can glean something off of somebody that might make your food a little bit better, then it's worth the expense to go to the class.
Good deal. What you have appeared on a number of national television shows. What stands out in your mind in those experiences?
You know, the ability to think in your feet is important. Being able to, you kind of go into an autopilot when you're doing shows like that, especially in the American Grilled experience, where you have 20 minutes to produce a dish and you don't really know what your ingredients are going to be. So you go to your treasure chest of what you know, and you do what you know. And I have found, even since doing that, doing the shows, I realized that my treasure chest needs to kind of build up a little bit. I need to put more things in the common repertoire of what I do. So it's more or less get out there and do it, make great food, and always have that in the fourth of your brain to be able to get out there and use simple ingredients, have great processes at your fingertips, and make great food.
Well, that's great. Now, Jack, you're a very vivacious person. I've seen some of your demonstrations at our previous home shows that we've done, and you're very entertaining, and it's a fun experience. When you've been on some of these national TV shows, have you ever experienced anyone who is maybe a little camera shy? You're not camera shy, are you? How does a person that's camera shy overcome that kind of thing?
Well, quite frankly, there's a choosing process, a calling process that they go through, and they don't really choose a whole lot of people to be on those shows that would be camera shy.
I got you.
It's more letting your own personality shine through. I do what I call edutainment, where we're out there, we're being entertaining, we're showing great things, we're laughing and telling a few jokes and being more or less in a casual atmosphere. But what I really like to show, Tim, is that when we start the grills, we start the grills at 6 o'clock, and usually by 7:15 we're eating food. And I really like to show that even we're starting the grill from scratch. So I get over a lot of those objections that I can't cook on a charcoal grill because it just takes too long. It really doesn't take too long, and when you have a gas grill, it's even easier. So we're so busy these days, and everything is so convoluted into being running around like crazy, and kids and sports and all the things that go on, we kind of overlook that quality experience of the family getting together and having dinner. And I like to be able to show that with a good time that you can do that and still be successful.
Well, that's great. Well, one last thing, Jack. I noticed that you've lost your signature goatee.
Yeah, I have. I kind of stood
braid that you had there.
Yeah, I kind of stood in front of the mirror. I just did it over Labor Day weekend, and I kind of stood in front of the mirror and said, "Well, you know what? I think it's time to move into a new era of Jack Wayboy." So I trimmed up the beard, and we're moving on.
It's just not like cutting Samson's hair or anything, is it?
I sure hope not. My wife might think so, but I sure hope not.
Right, right. All right. Well, Jack, how can folks get more information about the grilling classes here at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
You can always get me on Facebook, Jack Waybor, Waibor. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens has a Facebook page as well. PalmettoOutdoorKitchens.com is where the calendar is. Certainly get over to those places, click on the links, find something you like, come join me.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jack Waybor, culinary expert at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Thanks so much, Jack.
Tim, it's a pleasure.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. How you doing, Bobby Joe?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good, good. Bobby Joe, take a moment and tell everybody about Domain Interiors.
Domain Interiors and Design is a full-service interior design showroom, and it's located on Coleman Boulevard across from Moultrie Middle School. And we offer free in-store design consultations as well as in-home consultations. We also have a retail showroom that's open to the public and is also set up for designers to use as well.
Good. What will people find at the retail shop at Domain Interiors?
We have a little bit of everything. We have great gift items. We have home decor and accessories like pillows and vases and rugs and bedding. And then we also have several lines of furniture for, you know, dining room, bedroom, living. We have a fabric area. You can come and look at fabrics. Lots of rug samples.
Gotcha. And Bobby Joe, you are an interior designer by trade. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, the items that people will find in Domain Interiors, these are items that are kind of some of your personal favorites. You've chosen.
Yeah,
these.
they're really handpicked by me. They're things that I would put in my own home, and things that I think are. We like to be a little bit on the edge as far as staying ahead of the trends, but yet we also like to utilize pieces that are classic and aren't going to date themselves quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So people feel good about purchasing something that it's going to be transitional and stand the test of time, yet be good quality and something that is going to look like it's. You know, on trend, but not trendy.
Not dated.
Yeah.
Give a few examples.
Well, we carry, we do a lot with color. We love color at my store. I think that's one of the things customers comment on the most is you walk in and there's lots of vibrant colors, pops of color. We have, oftentimes people will do neutral furniture, so we have a lot of, you know, beige and gray and that kind of thing for the body of the fabric on mm-hmm. On the pieces. But then you'll see, you know, bright colors for pillows and accessories and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. We've got the holidays approaching, and what advice do you have for our listeners as far as what they can do to maybe update their living spaces?
Sure. With Thanksgiving literally right around the corner, you know, we think about the dining room a lot, and it could just be a simple, you know, coming up with a new tablescape, some pretty decor to put on your table with some maybe hurricane lanterns. We have some gorgeous ones that are look like mercury glass, but they're some of them are blue gray and some of them are copper, so they're really beautiful for autumn. That's a good way to, you know, just change the look of your dining room is to change what you have on your table or your buffet. Other things you can do is, you know, maybe you need a change on your window treatments. Dining room chairs, you need to change maybe just reupholster the seat, the pad or something like that. That can make a big difference in the way a room looks too.
And these are all things that you can help mm-hmm. folks with at Domain Interiors?
Yes.
Very nice, very nice. How does the window treatment end of things? How does that work?
Well, we work with you to come up with a style or type of window treatment that you want to do, and then we have a pretty large fabric library there that we can make selections from. And if we can't find something there, then we'll search further and find the perfect fabric or material for that particular home. And then we work with a couple of local workrooms that they would go out and do the measure, mm-hmm. a field measure at your house, and then we would have everything fabricated and then installed for you.
Gotcha. And some of these updates that you're talking about, what kind of time frame are you looking at in terms of trying to get everything finished by the holidays?
Yeah, lead time on things like window treatments, pillows, cushion covers, and that, you need to allow about 6 weeks right now for that, plus time to get the fabric. And as far as furniture goes, if you're looking at like a new dining room table or something, really need to think about eight to 10 weeks, because you have to allow time for it to be, most of what we do is made to order, so you get to pick the exact size you want, the exact finish you want, what kind of legs you want on the table, or you know. So it's really made just for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes longer. So typically that's 6 to 8 weeks, but you also have to figure in freight time to get here to Charleston. And then that's putting us, you know, into November now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to think about that.
Sure. What kinds of trends are you seeing at Domain Interiors? What are you finding customers asking you for?
We're still doing a lot of really unique finishes. We have a local guy as well who makes really beautiful tables and countertops and that kind of thing. And everybody kind of wants this beautiful kind of driftwoody finish, we mm-hmm. call it, but it's smooth with a little distressing. It's not like the really raw reclaimed wood, and it's more elegant, and that's been very big for us. And then another furniture line we carry called Charleston Forge. It's a metal line that's all hand forged steel table bases with wood glass. Wood or glass tops, and they have a finish that's called Oyster,
mm-hmm.
and that is a light finish that has some gray in it, a little shimmer to it. It kind of has this real coastal vibe, so that's been really big too.
Mm. Are your customers at Domain Interiors are they choosing from products that you that are already fabricated with the driftwood and the wrought iron that you mentioned?
Yeah, we have several pieces on the floor that are available to carry out, you know. So people can shop from that, or we can have something made specifically for them.
Gotcha. So if they wanted a specific size table, or what other, besides tables, what other items might be fabricated?
We do a lot of dining chairs, because okay. that way we pick the style of the chair they want, and then we get to select the finish or the color that goes on it, and then if there's fabric as well, we get to select that. We're doing a custom buffet right for somebody right now that is made locally in South Carolina, and it's covered in a jute burlap type material, and this gentleman can actually finish it in any paint color we give him. And, you know, he's really flexible, so we can accommodate different sizes and drawer configurations and things mm-hmm. for people.
Gotcha. And so if a customer was interested in getting an entire room done by Domain Interiors, you'll be kind of holding the hand of that homeowner through the process and providing free design services?
Absolutely. If they come in the store, we do free design consultation, bring pictures on your phone or your iPad. We're happy to go over that with you. A lot of times people do enjoy having myself or another designer come out and do an in-home consultation, and that's an hour. It's $150.
Mm-hmm.
We follow up with an email and any, you know, resources that we discussed, and most people really find a lot of value in that, because mm-hmm. they can really kind of knock a couple things off their list of issues at their home that we can help them work on.
Can you get a lot accomplished in 1 hour?
A lot, yeah. Sometimes we run a little longer, but you know, for the most part, we can a typical 3,000-4,000 mm-hmm. square foot house, we can kind of walk through and get, you know, the bones of it done in an hour.
Well, and I always say that if some of the homes that you see in these beautiful national home magazines, they're 99% of them had an interior designer involved. So if you want your house to look like $1 million, you know, you can do it yourself, or you can make it easy on yourself and hire an interior designer. Well, how can folks get more information about Domain Interiors?
We are, well, our phone number is 843-388-0328, and we have a website that is www.domaintp.com, and we are on Instagram and Facebook, so you can find us in any of those places.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. Thanks so much, Bobby Joe.
Thank you.
I'm Heather Epps, and I'm with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the 2015 Charleston Home and Design Show, Fall Edition. I'm here with Stephen Wayne. How are you doing, Stephen?
I'm great, Heather. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And he works with Wayne Greenwood. You're the owner, right?
Owner and sole proprietor.
Wonderful. Well, tell me a little bit about Wayne Greenwood.
Well, where do we start? Wayne Greenwood, we're an all-around furniture-making company based right here in Charleston. We specialize in antique timbers and old growth pine that we salvage from the Charleston area. And we build old fashioned tables. We build them like they built them 100 years ago. We take in rough material, we saw it, we dry it, we dress it, we shape it, we join it, we sand it, we finish it, we design it, we do it all.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about where you get your materials from, because it's a little bit unique.
Yeah. Well, the beautiful peninsula of Charleston here, it's, as you know, with all the history and just the age of a lot of the properties here, we're able to take bits and pieces from different restoration projects and homes and factories all up and down the peninsula. For us, it's more about the age of the material that we're working with. We have some stuff that we've taken in from homes that were built in the 1680s all the way up until late 1800s. That's about the cutoff point where we stop salvaging wood, or we don't take in the wood just for it being a little bit younger and faster growing. But yeah, anything that's on the peninsula that was locally locally harvested. That's what we specialize in bringing in. And which is really nice about it is we can mix and match different pieces from different locations, and there's a nice consistency to the pine.
Great. And do you just have unique stories about each one of your pieces? I mean, it must be so neat when you get to put them all together, and I feel like you can tell a story about everything.
They all have a story. They're all from different places. They're all a little bit different. Again, we work directly with the customer, the homeowner. So our aim is just to try to take out a little bit of the inefficiencies in the furniture buying process. We've got a big stack of timber laid down flat and a blank piece of paper, and we imagine we have a total of hundreds, thousands of different shapes that we can do and colors. And so for us, it's about zero waste. It's about taking it from where we find it to where it's going, taking out some of the middlemen, if you would say, and you know, just delivering a quality product to people's homes.
Wonderful. Well, Stephen, tell me how we can get in touch. Anybody that's here at the home show wants to get in touch with you, find out how they can get some of this great furniture.
It just starts with a phone call. Our wood shop's a little bit north of Charleston. It basically starts with the need and the size. So we make tables with drawers, we make tables with doors, we make all sorts of old-fashioned tables, but it just starts with getting together and drawing out the table. We've got lots of tables on our website that we've already built.
And what's your website?
It's waynegreenwood.com, and you know, we can take a style of table and take it from a console table, being a hallway table, to a dining table, and it looks like a totally different table. For us, it's more so about the formula that we use to get to the table and how we build them.
All right, well, thank you so much for talking with us about your great furniture, and I hope you're having a great time at the home show.
Wonderful time. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Robert Getch. He owns All About Garage Doors. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, Heather. Thank you.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors, we're going in our 10th year of business. We're locally owned, family owned business. Also, I'm a veteran. So that's very important,
absolutely,
you know, to, with business, you know, local people want to do something with local and maybe wants to help out with, you know, veteran, and that's always a good plus.
Absolutely. And tell me about what you have displayed here. It looks like an accent door, and they've been very popular lately, right?
They have, Heather. They are called CHI overhead doors. They're accents. They're for a customer that's looking for that wood look, but they're not wanting the maintenance of the wood look. Down here in the South, you know, climate, you know, the salt water, you know, the sun can be real harsh on garage doors, you know, especially the way it's facing the house or so. So this is what we offer is an accent door. It's got a real wood-looking appeal to it. CHI overhead door does a real good job at making that real wood look. A lot of times you'll go around, you'll see a faux door that's supposed to look like wood, but it really doesn't. I mean, you can really see the difference. So I think that they do a real good job. This is a cedar look. It's a little lighter. They come in mahogany, dark oak, and of course the cedar is much better.
Well, it is stunning. It's absolutely beautiful. And what are some of the trends that are going on in the garage door world right now?
Right now, it still seems to be the same as always. Wind-loaded doors down here in the South. I mean, in South Carolina, I mean, we do have the, you know, the threat of hurricanes. We're in hurricane season right now. We've actually been pretty blessed that we haven't had any, you know, come towards us. But living in the South, that's something that we are something that's always mindful that we have to be aware of. So we offer wind-loaded doors. All our doors that we install are wind-loaded to 130 miles an hour, so it gives it that extra strength in case those, you know, winds come into the garage door. Because your garage door is your largest moving product on your house.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Well, that's why I do garage doors. So I let people know that. And then another thing that's very important is if especially with the houses down here are elevated. If your garage door fails, you know, most likely the rest of the house is going to be very most likely to fail also. So that garage doors, wind loaded, are very important.
Well, that makes sense. And tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they want to get a new garage door.
They can call me on my cell phone. I give out my cell phone in case someone wants to talk to me personally. It's area code 843-514-8913. And if they want to call the office, the number is 843-832-4304. Or they can check us out on our website, which is aagdcharleston.com, and check us out.
Well, great. Well, Robert, I hope you're having a great time at the home show. We appreciate you being here. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, well, thank you. Can I say something? Shout out. This is my son here. He wanted to say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Judge Fowler with Best Buy Blinds. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Well, Judge, tell me a little bit about Best Buy Blinds.
We are a company that's been in the Low Country for about 12 years now. Been servicing the coastal area for in Charleston and Bluffton and throughout for over a decade. So
you guys have been here for a long time.
Yep.
Well, great. And so what are you kind of noticing with trends in window treatment world right now?
Well, the plantation shutters have always been popular. We're seeing a recent increase in the woven woods shades. A lot of motorization is very popular now.
What is motorization?
Well, it allows you to, with a click of a switch, to raise or lower your blinds or tilt or close your blinds. And it's can be done with, you know, powering it directly into the house, or you can use a battery.
Are we talking about like a little remote control that you can use from anywhere in the house? Or if you're watching TV, you want to pull down that shade so you can see the TV better?
That's right. And most of them have the ability to integrate it to your iPad or something now as well.
Now that's pretty neat. Yeah. So you were kind of talking about the plantation shutters a little bit, and we have one on display over here. You want to walk me through a little bit of information about this one? Because it's absolutely beautiful. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, these are made by a company in Tampa, Florida. They are, this is a 3.5-inch faux wood plantation shutter. It's what we recommend probably 80% of the time. The only time we would recommend someone go to a wood plantation shutter would be as if you wanted to do a stain or if you wanted to do a really wide panel, because wood is stronger for the weight and we can make wider panels with that.
So what is sort of the reason why you would go with faux wood instead of wood?
Well, it's a little bit less expensive and it's a lot more durable.
Wonderful. And tell everybody how they can get in touch with you if they want to install some new window treatments.
Well, they can go to BestBuyBlindsINC.com or they can call us at 843-884-3454.
Well, Judge, I hope you're having a great time at the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps, and I'm with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're at the 2015 Charleston Home and Design Show, Fall Edition. I'm here with Bonnie Aula. She actually owns Fiber Seal of the Low Country. How are you doing, Bonnie?
Fine, thanks, Heather. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. So tell me a little bit about Fiber Seal.
Fiber Seal is a 45-year-old fabric care company. We're a service. People often ask us if we're Scotchgard on steroids, and we say no, different animal. We protect upholstery, rugs, soft surfaces with a fine spray, a product that's commercial grade. And after it dries, we leave the client with a kit for small spots. But the thing that keeps people coming back to us is that it's a service. And so anytime they have a spill that they can't handle or don't want to deal with, they can call us as many times as they need to, and we'll send a technician out to work on the spill.
That's fabulous. So you said that it can be used on a couple different surfaces. So are we talking mainly just rugs and upholstery, or what are we using Fiber Seal on?
We categorize it as soft surfaces. We do everything from fabric-covered headboards to hotel lobby furniture to draperies. People don't like to have their draperies dry clean because of shrinkage, and so if that dust is sitting on the surface, they can vacuum it off and they'll never have to dry clean the draperies. Panels in offices, any kind of fabric or fiber that needs to have it protected from dirt or soils.
Well, that's really interesting, Bonnie. Can you show me how this works? I think you have a display over here. I'd love to see it in action.
Yes, we've actually taken some cards and treated one end and left the other end untreated, so I'll just show you the difference.
Perfect. So we are dipping the untreated end into some red wine.
Red wine is the untreated end.
And it, what a mess.
It's ugly if it's your white sofa.
All right, we're going to dip the other end in now.
And this other end has been treated. And that's the difference.
It wiped all clean. There is nothing on there. Well, that is fabulous. So if anybody wants to go ahead and get their soft surfaces treated with Fiber Seal, how can they get in contact with you?
A couple of ways. We have a website, FiberSeal.com. It's easy. And you can go to locations, and all of our contact information is there. We have cards. We have... If they work through interior designers, a lot of the designers will tell their clients about us, because if a client's hesitant to buy a silk sofa with three children, then they can encourage the client to take that step, because we're going to come and take care of it.
What kind of stains are we worried about with this? I mean, I'm thinking red wine because I saw that, but what else are we worried about?
Pets, grandchildren, husbands who eat in front of the TV, not to offend anyone, anyone who entertains often, just about anybody who likes to use their furniture or their rugs or their headboards or anything else that could eventually get soiled or stained.
Well, Bonnie, I hope you're having a great time at our home show. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us about Fiber Seal of the Lowcountry.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hi, I'm Heather Epps, and I'm here with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We are at the 2015 Charleston Home and Design Show, Fall Edition. I am hanging out with Laura Shea right now. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. And Laura's with Aiden Fabrics. So tell me a little bit about Aiden Fabrics.
Aiden Fabrics is a home decor fabric store, and we are in Mount Pleasant, over off the Isle of Palms connector and Hungry Neck, where the 526 ends. And we have over 2,000 bolts of fabric stocked for home decor, and it ranges from outside fabrics and to the interior, and even fabrics that are marine grade for boats and golf carts.
Tell me a little bit about your outdoor fabrics, because I know you have a really big selection. I know that's something that people in the Lowcountry love to look for.
Yes, we have over 300 bolts stocked of mostly solution dyed acrylics, which fall under the brand names of Sunbrella that you've heard of, and not as common outdoor brand. But what they are solution dyed acrylics, so they are made, the fibers are made before they're woven into a good. And in our outdoor room, we have, and I have three samples on this rack, samples of what would be labeled as a jacquard, a solid, and a texture. And these fabrics are 2,000 light hours of color fastness, so they're not going to fade. You can bleach them clean and use soap and water on them. We even use them on some of our interior sofas, so that, you know, if you have a pet-friendly home or children-friendly home, you can just clean it with soap and water. The other benefit to an acrylic is that they don't fade, so you're able to get a good 7 to 8 years of life out of your cushions, and we do the cushion work at our store as well.
Well, that is amazing. So what is trending nowadays? We're going into the fall season. Are you seeing any really cool trends that are coming up?
Well, it's kind of funny you should ask. We just had a bunch of new vendors come through our store to show us the new fabrics, and the fabrics are going to be a little bit brighter in tone, a little more color, and it's going to be reminiscent of times past. So about 20 years ago, if you saw things that were very loud and watercolory and tropical, well, they're coming back. And so what was old is new again. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting to get some bright colors coming in for the fall. So Laura, if anybody wants to get in touch with you to find out more about Aiden Fabrics and stop by the store, what's a great way for them to get in contact with you?
Well, our store phone number is 843-216-0008, and if you push zero, somebody from the front desk will be able to pick up the phone, hopefully, if we're not busy with customers. But we are in Mount Pleasant at the corner of the Isle of Palms connector and Hungry Neck, where the Liquid Highway Car Wash is, and Los Arcos and King Street Grill, and we're that big store. And we're there Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. And then Saturdays, 9:30 to 4.
Laura, I hope you're having a great time at the home show. We love your display. It's absolutely beautiful. So glad you had the time to talk with us, and we'll see you around.
Great, thanks.
Tommy Welsh with First Class Painting and Restoration. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So tell me a little bit about First Class Painting and Restoration.
Okay. First Class was started in 2003. We're a full stop, one shop kind of painting and remodeling firm. We're based out of Somerville, South Carolina, service the entire Lowcountry, family owned and operated, and been a part of Charleston Home Design for almost 6 years now. So it's been a good little relationship for a good minute.
Been around for a little bit there?
We sure have been.
So tell me a little bit about some of the services you provide.
Okay. As we noted, we are basically a one-stop shop. So we can handle anything from your roof repairs all the way down to customizing a new kitchen, which is kind of neat. Painting by far is our forte. We can handle just about any types of painting that you may have. So lacquers, high-end varnishes, interior, exterior, commercial, just about any kind of painting, we've got the team to handle that. But we have branched out to the point now where we have in-house carpenters, in-house designers. So we're kind of really, in all honesty, a one-stop shop for all of your home and business needs.
Are we talking things like popcorn ceiling too? Can you handle those kind of things?
Great question. I feel like we're a popcorn ninja. As much as we take off popcorn, that seems like that's all we do. But yes, ma'am, we can actually make your home updated the way that you want, which seems to be a really big trend right now. But to make a long story short, there's a lot of popcorn to come down in the Lowcountry.
And that is not fun to do. No. Definitely want an expert for that. So we're going we're actually into the hurricane season, but it's going to go on until November. Is there any way that you can help out people in the Lowcountry with getting more prepared?
I think that's a great question. I think it's definitely one of those things that would be wise. If you have a home of age of any sort, I'd say 10 to 15 years or above that, you probably want to make sure that you're getting somebody to come over there and take a look at all of your windows, all of your doors, all of your substrates and your roof, just to make sure everything's nice, locked down, sealed, secured the way it needs to be for a, heaven forbid, if we do get a storm in, you want to make sure that stuff's buttoned up.
Absolutely, and I heard something kind of cool. Do you guys have an interior designer that's within your business?
We do. She's a very, very beautiful woman, and happened to be Mariner, so I'm a great salesman, by the way. But to make a long story short, Melinda Welch is our in-house designer. So she actually comes to your house free of charge, as long as you're hiring first-class painting restoration to handle anything that you've got at your home. Melinda comes out there and does color consults, substrate selections, tile selections, colors, you name it. Melinda can more or less kind of point you in the direction to make it the way that you want.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of different ways you can help people in the Lowcountry. How can anybody get in touch with First Class Painting and Restoration?
Several ways. First and foremost, you can always go online. It's First Class Charleston. That's 1ST, classcharleston.com. You can always call our office. We answer pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Somehow, someway, somebody will be in contact with you. And that phone number is 843-324-6006.
Tommy, thanks for taking the time to speak with me about First Class Painting and Restoration, and I hope you're having a great time at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
As always, thank you kindly. We'll see you guys around.
I'm Heather Epps with the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're here at the 2015 Charleston Home and Design Show, Fall Edition. Right now I'm talking with Roxanne Kirby. She's with Melser Tile. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. So tell me a little bit about Melser Tile. You have a ton on display. Tell me just about the company in general.
We have a lot of different things that are out here right now today, but really we have a full assortment of things. You can come in and get some of our stock items. We have a lot to offer in the showroom, things that are special order and things that really are unique and you can't find many other places. So we just have a lot to offer and we're willing to help anybody.
So if there's a new customer that walks into your store and they're totally confused, they've seen some stuff on Pinterest, they have a little bit of an idea, but they don't really know what they're going to do next or where they're going to put their design influences in, what are you going to do to help them?
We're going to be there to help guide them. A lot of things that we have shown here, really, especially these concept boards, kind of gives us a good indication to start off with, you know, we want to go for a certain color scheme or we want to make the priorities number one, of course, and then follow through with maybe personalizing something and adding their own little touches. So that's really the best part of guiding people, finding out what they really like and really throwing a little curveball in there and saying, what about this? And introducing some things they might not find on their own.
What are you sort of seeing trending right now? What's coming into the new season, more popular products that you have?
A lot of people are really going, it was like whites and grays, and now we're going back into travertine, but I think it's kind of the mix of old and new, really going with Charleston flair of the marbles and the old cobblestone and that kind of look, but also throwing in some really clean pieces in there too. So maybe some rustic woods that's very popular, some whitewash, and even something that's very clean and crisp on the walls, like marbles and things like that too. Just really kind of mixing the styles together and making it your own.
Absolutely beautiful. I'm loving those trends coming up. That's fantastic. Now you have a giant showroom, right? You have lots to offer people. So do you guys do anything custom as well?
We do. We have a lot of vendors that do offer the more custom kind of things out there. If you wanted it to be for backsplash or if you wanted to do a drop wall in a bathroom, or really it's never ending, but we do have a lot of vendors that do those custom things. We have a couple things that are inkjet that are here from Barbie Kennedy, and she does a really, really different take on the design and different materials as well. We do have other companies that you can even bring in a picture of something that you'd like, and you can pick from an assortment of glasses or marbles, send it out, and they can send us back a picture in kind of that tile form, and then you approve it, and we can have it for certain mural pieces and things like that as well.
So that's really cool. So you're telling me I could be inspired by something out there, bring it in, and you can help me kind of incorporate that into? That's really neat. So if somebody wants to come in, check out your showroom, where are they going to find you?
We're on Dorchester Road right after Glass Pro. And if you're coming from I-26, you're going to get off on Dorchester Road and take a left, and it's towards Montague. So you'll see us. You can't miss it right there.
Awesome. Well, Roxanne, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about Melser Tile. You have some amazing, amazing products on display. And thanks for hanging out with us at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.